Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Fantasy Football Breakdown brought to you by Colts Corner. I'm your host, Ben Dixon, alongside Douglas Tatuka. Doug, how are you doing today, buddy?
It's great to be here. I'm fired up for week number three here of the show.
Yeah, we got a great show coming up, and as we'll always do, we'll run through all things fantasy, including potential claims on the waiver wire, players you should start and sit, and other news around the fantasy world. Let's get right to it. So this week, we're going to do something a little different. We did the waiver wire the past few weeks, but today, since this show is coming to you on Thursday, we're going free agency scoops. It's as of the previous Wednesday at noon, so this is yesterday at noon, and the availability is based on ESPN League's PPR. So to start off, we're going to go Andy Dalton, quarterback for the Bengals. He's available in 44.9% of leagues, which is still a lot, less than 50%, but still a lot of leagues. Could be available in yours. He's averaging 20.5 per game so far this year, and he's just an absolute monster, Doug.
Yeah, my guy here, Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback of the Bears. He's available in 80.6% of leagues. He had a whopping 43.5 points last week. He was an absolute beast. He's averaging 19.4 points per game, and he's available in a lot of leagues.
Yeah, Trubisky's been great. Our next guy, we're going to move to the running backs. We're going to go Nick Chubb for the Browns, rookie out of Georgia. He's available in 77.1% of leagues. Had his breakout week last week with 25.5. Expect him to keep that going. Pick him up. Put him in your lineup.
Yeah, he should be an exciting player. My guy here, Austin Eckler, running back on the Chargers. He is behind Melvin Gordon, who will get the majority of the touches. But Austin Eckler, a pass catcher out of the backfield, he's available in 40.5% of leagues. And he's averaging 14.5 points per game. So if you need a running back, he's a solid play.
All right, we're going to move to the wideouts. We got Kiki Cutie, the wide receiver for the Texans out of Texas Tech. He made his debut last week, 21.7 points, 11 receptions in his debut. He's available in 88.2% of leagues. So look out for Cutie. Pick him up. And Doug, who do you got?
Yeah, he's such a cutie. Taylor Gabriel, wide receiver on the Bears. He's available in 89% of leagues. He really broke out last week. He had 30.4 points, and he's averaging 14 a week. So if you need a wide receiver position player, especially a flex, Taylor Gabriel's a possible play. Yeah,
that's a nice one, Doug. We're going to move over to the big boys, the tight ends. We got Cam Braid on the Bucs. O.J. Howard is hurt. He'll be out a few weeks. He's a big pass weapon out of Harvard. He's available in 85.8% of leagues. There's a bye this week, though, so stash him on your bench and get ready to play him in a couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely a great pickup there. My guy, Vance McDonald, tight end on the Steelers. He has been a monster. Definitely a huge pass weapon in the Steeler offense. He's average. He's available in 48.6% of leagues. He had 9.2 last week against, and they're going up against a pretty garbage Atlanta defense with the two safeties out.
Yeah, that Atlanta D is not great. So that'll do it for our free agency scoops this week. We're going to move over to the games. Buys this week, keep in mind, the Chicago Bears and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we're going to start off Thursday night football, the 1-3 Colts visiting the 2-2 Pats. And my stardom for this game, we're going to go Sony Michel, running back for the Patriots, another rookie out of Georgia, similar to Chubb. 17.2 points last week, and he's definitely ready for his national coming out party tonight versus an average Colts defense.
Yeah, Sony Michel should have a great game. My sit, T.Y. Hilton, wide receiver on the Colts. He's had a solid season. He's been the 25th position-ranked player based out of wide receivers. He's averaging 15.6 points per game, but he's out tonight with a hamstring injury. So keep him on your bench. He will be great, though, later in the season once he gets healthy.
Yeah, you hate to see that injury, Doug.
And really
we're
going
to move on to our next game. The 3-1 Tennessee Titans visiting the Bills. Doug, who are you starting in this one?
My start this week in this game is Corey Davis, wide receiver on the Tennessee Titans. He had a tough start to the season, was only averaging 9.4 points per week, which isn't awful, but last week he scored 31.1 points. He finally exploded with a 9-catch, 161-yard, and a 1-TD performance. He's ready to break out after going 5th overall in the 2017 draft. And with Mariota back and healthy, he should be effective against a pretty awful Bills defense.
All right, Doug, it's a pretty good start there. Sit, we're going to go another wide receiver, but this time on the Bills, Kelvin Benjamin. The production just hasn't been there this year. He's averaging 5.6 per game. Wait till he produces, or you can even drop him.
Yeah, he's been awful. We're going to move over to Falcons, going to Pittsburgh to play the 1-2-1 Steelers. Ben, who is your start?
All right, in this game, we're going to start the rookie out of Alabama, wide receiver for the Falcons, Calvin Ridley. He had 42.5 and 21.5 in the last 2 weeks, respectively. Pittsburgh's a bottom three passing defense in the league. I'm sorry, Doug, but got to start Ridley in this one.
Yeah, they are god-awful. That's why I'm sitting both defenses. As we know, Atlanta missing the two safeties and the Steelers defense at the bottom of the league. They've given up the third most yards per game, 420.5, and the Falcons have given up the fifth most. So both in the top 10 and the most passing yards allowed. For the multitude of weapons on both the offense, is the defenses are definitely stay away from them.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Doug. Our next game, the 2-2 Denver Broncos travel to take on my 1-3 Jets. Doug, who you starting in this one?
My start this week, Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver on Denver. Usually, I'm not a huge fan of Sanders, but once he moved over, when he moved over from the Steelers to Denver, he always seems to be a high draft pick, but doesn't produce. But this season, he's been outstanding. He's averaged 18.4 points, acting like a number two or a solid flex option. The Jets are in the middle of the pack and pass D, so Sanders should be a really solid play.
All right, Doug, and my sit-em in this game, we're going to go Bilal Powell, running back for the Jets. Pretty generous 12.6 projection from ESPN, but the Broncos run defense with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. The Jets are going to have a hard time establishing a consistent run game or offense for that matter.
Yeah, we'll move over to the game of the week. In my eyes, the 3-1 Jags travel to the high-powered Chiefs, who are 4-0. Ben, who is your start?
We're going to go T.J. Yeldon, the Jags. Leonard Fournette out yet again with that lingering hamstring issue. So, Yeldon, he's the guy. Start him. KC also has a bottom five rush defense in the league, so Yeldon's definitely a good starting option this week.
Yeah, totally. My sit, I don't really hate anyone in this game, but if I had to choose a guy to sit, it would be Keelan Cole on the Jags. He's averaging 11.4 points per game this season, which really isn't that awful, but his numbers are definitely inflated from his 24.6 point game in week two. Dede Westbrook and Dante Moncrief have emerged as lethal weapons for Bortles, and I believe Cole's production will definitely decrease again this week. Like I said, it's a tough pick to pick a loser in this game, but for this week, I think Cole is definite sit.
Interesting there, Doug. We're going to move on to our next game. The 2-1-1 Packers taking on the 1-3 Detroit Lions in Detroit. Doug, who you starting?
My start is Aaron Rodgers, quarterback on the Green Bay Packers. Of course, the bad man had a slowish start to the season according to his usual production, but he's ready to break out against a weak Lions D. Division game in a dome, so it should allow Rodgers to go off. He's only averaged 20 points per game and only had 15 points last week, but he's due to explode to his normal point production level.
Yeah, Doug, I'm going to stick with that theme. I'm going to sit the Detroit defense in this game. They have the worst rushing defense in the league, and look for the Packers to establish that run game early and then give it to one of the best quarterbacks of all time to tear it apart.
Yeah, we'll move over to the Ravens, who are 3-1. They're traveling to the Browns 1-2-1.
Doug, who are you starting in this one?
My start, John Brown, wide receiver on the Baltimore Ravens. The hype is real on this kid. This man is averaging 16.8 points per game. I was high on Brown before the season even started when I heard he was having a great camp with Flacco. He gives Baltimore a speedy deep threat and has played great. Brown unexpectedly has become a must start. Stop stashing him on your bench. I've done it almost every week since he's broken out. It's time to put him in your lineup as at least a flex play.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Doug. But I sit him in this game. We're going to go Carlos Hyde, running back for the Browns. The running back committee for the Cleveland is really starting to get real with him, Chubb, and Duke Johnson. Chubb really asserted himself as a weapon last week, so we're going to sit Hyde this week and just be wary of those Browns running backs for the time being.
Yeah, totally. So Giants, and then we're going to move on. We're going to move on to the Giants. They travel to the Panthers. Ben, who's your start?
I start him. Not that there was any doubt, but Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey is due for a huge game at home against the bottom five rush defense that the Giants have. McCaffrey's a special talent. PPR monster. Definitely start him.
Yeah, totally agree with you there. My sit is Evan Ingram, tight end on the New York Giants. He sat out last week, and he should be sidelined with a knee injury for a few more games. But keep him stashed on your bench. He is a solid play, good point production when he gets there. You have to feel for this guy who seems to be getting on a roll with Eli, but his production should pick right back up where it left off when he comes back from the disabled list.
Yep, and Doug, we're going to move on to our next game, a matchup of maybe surprising 3-1 teams, the Dolphins traveling to Cincy to take on the Bengals. Who's starting?
My start, Andy Dalton, quarterback on the Cincinnati Bengals. Another tough name for me to say. It's so hard to talk about my division. But you got to consider, I consider rooting against this guy every week. It's tough to pick him, but his production has really caught my eye. We spoke about him in the free agent pickup segment, but he's played like a number one quarterback and is definitely a start against the 7th worst defense in terms of passing yards allowed. They also came back to earth last week as they got shelled by the Pats, did the Dolphins, so expect Andy Dalton to go off.
Yeah, my sit this week, in this game, we're going to go Kenyon Drake, running back of the Dolphins. My man, he's really been disappointing so far. Combined for 5.6 last 2 weeks. I know a lot of fantasy owners who are frustrated with him. It won't get any easier against the Cincy Dude.
Yeah, it definitely won't. We're going to move over to the Raiders, who are 1-3. They're traveling to Los Angeles to play those Chargers, who are 2-2. Ben, who is your start?
My start, we're going to go Marshawn Lynch, running back for the Raiders. Beast mode will continue to beast. He is averaging 16 per game this year, so look for that to continue to happen.
Yeah, my sit this week, Mike Williams, wide receiver on the Los Angeles Chargers. I actually like most of the position players in this game, so I'm going to have to it's tough to give up on Mike Williams, who I thought had a lot of potential here, but I guess his production last week wasn't great. I think that continues to decline after he had a couple of productive weeks. But Mike Williams, definitely sit.
All right, so we're going to move on to the next game of two bad teams so far. The 0-4 Cardinals and Josh Rosen taking on the C.J. Beathard-led Niners, who are 1-3. Doug, who are you starting?
My start, it's an interesting game here with two of the worst teams in the NFL, especially with Jimmy Garoppolo out for the 49ers and the Cardinals just lacking weapons. I would stay with guys you know that produce, like running back David Johnson. He's a definite start here. Arizona should lean heavily on him with Josh Rosen as a starting quarterback. Johnson should be a safe play. He's averaging 14.5 points per game. And against a weak San Fran D, he should be very productive.
All right, my sit-in this game will go Alfred Morris, running back for the Niners. Really hasn't produced yet, and Matt Breida's taken over that number one role. So sit Morris, look for Breida to have a big game.
Yeah, we're going to move over to the Vikings and Eagles game. Ben, who is your start?
Just like we said last week with the Vikings, I'm really liking their passing weapons and Diggs and Thielen, especially in PPR settings. They'll get most of the receptions, and I'm assuming both will go for over 100 yards again. The Eagles have the middle of the pack passing defense, so start those weapons in Thielen and Diggs.
Yeah, my sit this in this game is Nelson Agholor, wide receiver on the Eagles. He's had a solid season, especially in the first two games of the year where he was averaging 18.5 points. But with Alshon Jeffrey back and putting up high numbers in his first week back, he had 24.5. Agholor points should definitely diminish, and he should diminish in value. So we're going to move over to the Rams and Seahawks. The Rams 4-0, Seahawks 2-2. Ben, who's your start?
I'm going to start Robert Woods in this game, wide receiver from the Rams, former Buffalo Bill. He was a beast last week with 21.1 against the tough Minnesota secondary, and expect a similar week from him this week in Seattle.
Yeah, my sit, running back for the Seattle Seahawks, Chris Carson. It's tough to predict that Seattle running back situation, but after last week's outbreak by big man Mike Davis, who put up a whopping 24.8 points last week, Carson should stay on your bench. I don't want to say that Carson is done, but with Davis's impressive game last week, Carson shouldn't see your lineup until Davis's phase is over, if it really ever ends.
Oh, Sunday night, dog. We're going to move on to the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Houston Texans. Who are you starting in this one?
My start, Deshaun Watson, quarterback of the Houston Texans. Watson is officially back and better than ever. I spoke about him briefly last week, but his outstanding numbers make him a must-start every week. He's averaging 22.5 points per week and has exploded in the last 3 weeks, putting up 22.8, 25, and 31.1 points respectively. He's a must-start this week and should rank in the top five among quarterbacks for week five.
All right, this week in this game, we're going to sit pretty much everyone on Dallas except for Zeke. No one's really proved anything, and it's tough to find a consistent play with the Cowboys offense so far this season.
Yeah, totally agree. Now we're going to move on to the Redskins, who had a bye in week four. They'll travel to the Saints on Monday Night Football. Ben, who's your start?
My start is a guy I love coming into the year, Alex Smith, quarterback for the Redskins. New Orleans' pass defense has been shredded so far this year. It's really not that great. And I like Smith, really a professional quarterback, to continue that.
Totally agree with you there. My sit, Mark Ingram, running back on the New Orleans Saints. Ingram coming back from a four-game suspension for a substance abuse violation. The only problem is that Alvin Kamara has been a tank, and numbers-wise, the best fantasy player in the game. Unlike many other fantasy experts, I believe Ingram's production will be very minimal with Kamara's every-down ability, and he should not crack your starting lineup until he proves that he could put up some points.
All right, so that's it for the games this week. Doug, a lot of good ones, a lot of tips on here. So make sure to tune in every Thursday to the Fantasy Football Breakdown. Also look out for the Moments of the Week show, which should be coming out on YouTube every Wednesday. The podcast obviously coming out after school every Thursday. And alongside our producer, Mike Garafa, and my co-analyst here, Douglas Otuka, I'm Ben Dixon, and we'll see you next week.